that's perfect for your needs and lifestyle. Stop by today for a test drive. Your Gateway Honda dealer, Meyer Honda, O'Fallon, Illinois, MeyerHonda.com.
What is that on the patio furniture?
Oh, I covered it for the winter.
Those are old tarps.
What?
Oh, and they smell as bad as they look.
What? I think they look just fine.
No, they don't. I'm going to Schnars to get real patio furniture covers.
Hi, Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware here. Did you know that winter weather can really take a toll on your patio furniture? Covering your outdoor furniture each winter can help extend its lifespan. And though those old tarps may work just fine,
they look terrible.
So stop by today and let us help you select the outdoor furniture cover that is right for you.
So you can put that smelly, dirty, yucky camouflage tarp back where it belongs.
Okay.
Hidden in the woods.
Well, I guess I'll put it on the wood pile. Schnars Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice. We're open 7 days a week, so call us at 314-993-0910. Or for location, hours, or to shop online, go to schnars.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, a retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
You suffer from sinus problems, and you've been hearing about a way to fix it. We've made it easy to call. Call 314-36-SINUS. 314-36-SINUS.
It's Kirkwood. It's Webster Groves. It's the 106th Annual Turkey Day Game. And it's all right here, exclusively on KTRS. Coverage of the oldest current Thanksgiving Day rivalry west of the Mississippi River begins at 10 with Martin Kilcoyne broadcasting live from Kirkwood High. At 11, Tim Powers joins him, and play-by-play coverage of the game begins at noon. Brought to you by Firely RV, Pope Chapel, and the Big 550 KTRS.
Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Great opinions on the air.
So join his partners and peers.
There's no fun left on
the air.
We're full of chat and we're full of chit. And we think you'll get lots of
the monkeys doing it.
From it.
Oh, that's a good sight.
We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the November 20th edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. You say, I'm not interested in that. Don't need a kitchen remodeling. You don't now. But if you stay in that house long enough, you will. And I hope when the time comes, you remember the name Thompson Price and you don't confuse it with any other name, even though it may be similar. If the name Price is not part of the name, you're not talking to the people we're talking about. We've got an extra long joke segment today, and we'll tell you why after this.
Hey!
Something I don't think we've ever done before with the joke. Tell it twice, two different versions. We'll get to that later. First, let me introduce you to the control board operator. He hails from Shrewsbury, Missouri. I wasn't really born there. Where were you born?
St. John.
St. John's Mercy Hospital?
No, St. John.
St. John, Missouri.
I don't know what hospital.
You don't know what hospital you were born
in? No, I can't know.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Really?
I thought everybody knew that.
I was born in
I was too young at the time to remember.
Well, yeah.
Your mom should tell you.
Seriously, I can't believe you don't know what hospital you were born in. Okay, look, he doesn't know a lot of things, but he knows how to run the control board. His name is Eon the Peon. He wants to say hi to his sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks, Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are concerned about the future of your investments, then right now is a great time to get a fresh perspective
right
with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Dan, what hospital are you born in?
St. John's, the old one, not the St. John's here. I think it was the St. John's in the city somewhere.
See, everybody knows where they were born, except Peon.
Yep.
He has no. Maybe you weren't born in the hospital.
Maybe. No, I know.
Midwife.
Yeah, maybe your parents were into that natural stuff.
Angela was born at home.
Really?
Yeah.
Just because they were hippies? Or?
They lived, they had a doctor that did house calls and things like that, so he came to the house. And,
wow.
Yeah.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. I want to say happy birthday, Alex, our receptionist. Her dad, who is a huge listener to the show, John White, is celebrating his birthday today.
No, we can't do that. That's inside stuff.
He's aiming the PM.
Alex works here and his dad. We're not going to do that. Edit that out, Peon.
All right. Good.
We're not going to leave that on the show. What are you thinking?
Okay, sorry.
Hebe Jimenez in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You're so kind, Jen.
Really? Huh, rat boy born on a what factory?
Cheese.
A cheese factory.
Oh,
conceived and born in a cheese factory. That explains a lot.
Yeah.
How about it for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fun to watch the, and you can do it on YouTube. Go and look at, well, you could watch part of sitcoms like Leave It to Beaver or whatever, but go look at some of the old appliance commercials for the refrigerators and stuff. Remember refrigerators? You used to have a big old handle on the door, about a 9-pound chrome handle.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
And it was like opening a
latch. It would like,
yes.
It would pull it. You could pull it and, yeah.
Like an industrial freezer.
Yeah.
Just big old clunky latch.
Philco.
Yeah, and then, yeah, I don't remember how long it took, but it seemed like, oh, not again. We had to defrost it because you'd open the freezer, and it's just caked with that stuff my mother used to say was poison, that white frosty ice.
Don't touch it. Don't eat it.
It'll kill you.
Yes.
And then you go and you look at old other appliances that used to be in the kitchen, and the kitchen themselves and the color of the stuff, and it's just, it dates, you know, almost within 3 or 4 years what year it was, the picture you're looking at.
Harvest gold or olive green?
Or copper.
Oh, yeah.
Copper tone, olive green, harvest gold. Those are the three big ones.
They make those retro refrigerators now where they look
like
the old
ones. That's what somebody told me.
Yeah, they look like the old ones. They're really cool looking, but then you open it up and it's like a regular, you know, brand new refrigerator.
Yeah, but how big a market can there be for that? Copper tone refrigerator.
I don't know.
I don't think that's a very big market.
I don't know.
Tell you what there is a big market for, though, and that's total remodeling of kitchens and bathrooms done right. Floor to ceiling, wall to wall, that's what Thompson Price does. They've been doing it for a long time. They were certainly doing it 17, 18 years ago when we had our kitchen done. And they would love to come and give you an idea of what your kitchen could look like, and it's more than just look like. How functional it can be, how much more it can be with the same square footage. Didn't get any bigger, just got better, and you can do more with it. They can show you all that. They'll take your ideas, their ideas, put them together, and the result will be fantastic. Their showroom is in De Pere. It's on Manchester, about a half mile east of 270, next to McAllister's Deli in the shopping center with TJ Maxx. Go take a look at some of that stuff, but keep in mind that what you're seeing is a tiny, tiny representation of what the possibilities are. You're going to do this, do it right, and get your money's worth. Kitchens, bathroom, home entertainment room, the cabinetry for that, they can work with you on that too and help you make that look spectacular. Thompson Price, kitchens, baths, home, thompsonprice.com.
My mom just texted me, St. Mary's, I was born in.
St. Mary's.
Ah, okay. Now you know.
It was.
See, even you learn from the learning show.
I'll forget that 5 minutes from now. So.
No, you won't. You'll never forget that. There's no way you'll forget that.
I don't know.
I do not get this, but I don't guess I'm supposed to because I'm not a woman. The new People magazine sexiest man alive is Adam Levine. Are you kidding me? Come
Adam
on.
Levine.
And again, I'm not a woman, but for goodness sake.
I can see how women are.
Then things have really changed because Adam Levine to me.
He's gone through a string of hot model girlfriends.
Well, of course he has. That doesn't mean he's the sexiest man alive. It means he's rich. He's a rock star.
They didn't come by and check us out, did they?
No, Dan, they don't know we exist. Yeah. Neither do most women, by the way. The thing is, I don't know. I don't particularly like him. I don't dislike him. I just don't particularly like him. His music's okay. But Sexiest Man Alive, let's just take a look at some of the past Sexiest Man Alive. And again, I'm not a chick, so maybe there's something here I'm missing. But let's just see who else. Patrick Dempsey. You know who that guy is? McDreamy, or what are they called? Yeah.
Right.
Denzel Washington, Pierce Brosnan, Ben Affleck, Hugh Jackman, Channing Tatum, Johnny Depp, Jude Law, Bradley Cooper. Who is Ryan Reynolds, Matthew McConaughey, Matt Damon, Harrison Ford, George Clooney, Brad Pitt, Richard Gere, Nick Nolte, Patrick Swayze, and now Adam Levine. It doesn't fit to me, but what do I know? Jealousy, probably. Deep down is what it is. Somebody's going to be a whole lot richer now, and that somebody is a company called Authentic Brands Group. That's the company that owns all the rights to anything Marilyn Monroe, to anything Muhammad Ali. They own the intellectual property rights. So if you want to, you know, use an ad that uses the likenesses of Marilyn Monroe, you got to talk to these people. Guess what else they own now? They just bought it. And they didn't list the price, but I'm going to tell you, it's significant, I'm sure. Elvis Presley. The Elvis Presley Enterprises was taken at about $35 to $40 million a year. So what must this have cost for them to buy from the family the rights to everything Elvis? Now, they don't own Graceland. The home is actually owned by Lisa Marie. She owns the home, and she owns the contents of the home. But this company now owns the whole touring through the house. Dan, you went through the house, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That jet plane, anything that, if you know, if they want to make a... Oh, if they want to do a Cirque du Soleil thing with an Elvis theme, these are the people that get that cash. So taking in $35, $40 million a year, I got to think this cost them $500 million. I would certainly think so. Congratulations to those people. Now, every year about Thanksgiving or at Thanksgiving, seems like there's some turkey story in the news. There's a shortage of turkeys. There are too many turkeys. Price of turkey is up. Price of turkey is down. This year, the thing is, they say if you want a fresh turkey, they don't have enough fat turkeys. You know what the average size turkey is at Thanksgiving? How many pounds? Take a shot.
12 pounds?
15.
16. 16, they say you can serve. I forgot what they said. 8. Yeah, 16, they said 8 people with plenty of leftovers. Well, if you like fresh turkey, like they just go out and kill it. Thank you. Those turkeys this year are smaller for some reason, but there are plenty of frozen butterball turkeys that are larger. So I don't know. So what does that tell you? How long are these turkeys frozen? I guess a turkey could be frozen for a year or two, and it wouldn't matter. It wouldn't hurt anything.
I think.
I don't know anything. How long does it take to thaw a frozen butterball turkey? They said on the news this morning it takes...
a pound or something?
Yeah, it says days. It takes days to thaw. And I would not know, I'm ashamed to say this, if somebody said to me, your assignment is cook a turkey, I wouldn't even know where to start.
Mm-mm.
Don't have a clue. Pion, I bet you could do it.
Cook a turkey? I'd go look online. I wouldn't know without any help how to do it.
Now, I'm sure it drives the PETA people crazy to think about it, but, man, how many millions of turkeys are every year are eaten by people?
Oh, man, you see those turkey farms or...
Yeah, I know someone that I know
thousands
someone,
of them packed into a building.
Their family has a turkey farm, and we in Arkansas, and we visited that turkey farm, and they are literally packed in this building, and it's really really warm in there, and it stinks like you wouldn't believe.
Well,
do they think it stinks? Do turkeys smell? And if they do, do they sit around there going, whoa, 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 it stinks in here?
Yeah,
I don't think they do.
No,
like cows. I used to work on a dairy farm. Man, that's the stinkiest place ever on a hot summer day. It's a dairy farm, and then there's all that cow manure around. But I don't think they seem walking around going, how's it going, Becky? And I don't think they smell it.
And the people that work there don't really smell it anymore. They go,
but see, isn't that weird? Water. Because if a bunch of humans were in a pen, if we were all in a pen and we all pooped in the pen, we'd all be going, oh, man, this stinks in here. They don't have that. I don't think.
I don't think so.
I don't think they can smell it. I think they're...
Tom, did you poop again?
Yeah, it's all they smell every day, so they're just used to it. So this guy, Joseph Paul Franklin, did get his this morning, and during the break that we just had for the news and then the 78 commercials, I looked at one of the news channels, the cable news channels, and they said, and out of St. Louis, serial killer Joseph Paul Franklin was executed this morning. And on the screen, they have the word St. Louis, Missouri, and a shot of Busch Stadium. This was an hour away. This is Bon Terre, Missouri. It's not in St. Louis. It's certainly not anywhere near. But why didn't they show a picture of the facility at Bon Terre? Because they used to show Potosi all the time. Would you go watch that, by the way? Would you watch it?
I think I would.
I would.
I would.
I would in a minute, and I'd stand up and cheer, especially if it's like a child molester or a guy like this who just grabs innocent people at random and kills them. You bet. They'd have to suppress my excitement.
Don't they do a curtain?
I think just before the guy, but they just said in this one, though, that according to the witnesses, that he took a few breaths, and they said he seemed to be in no pain at all, and he just drifted off. It's the same thing they used to kill when they put pets to sleep.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything inhumane about it, but apparently they don't do the curtain anymore. You either leave or you stay and watch it. Yeah, I'd do it. I'd prefer to watch an electrocution of a guy who's a child molester or rapist or something and watch them jerk and twist and their eyes explode. I know that sounds that sounds horrible, but again, remember who you're watching, the scum of the earth. It's a guy down in... Oh, you know what? I'm going to get to the joke because it's a very we have a very unusual situation here. I'll explain. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
We've told two magic jokes this week because of David Blaine's special last night. Now, I have another joke, and Peon mentioned this joke to me yesterday, and I've never told it because there are some jokes that I think, for whatever reason, they don't qualify, and sometimes it's just because I don't think the punchline is... And a mediocre punchline is okay if the buildup is great, but this joke just fell short. So what I did this morning is I rewrote the end of the joke because the premise and the setup is great. So we're going to do two things. I'm going to tell you the joke as it is circulated, as you've heard it, if you've heard it, or you could go online and find it. I'll give you that version. And then I'm going to give you my version, which I think is slightly better. Either way you want to tell it, you get yourself a joke about magic. And it's a story of a guy who goes into a novelty store, and he just little odds and ends, knickknacks and toys and novelties and a few little magic tricks. And there's a pair of sunglasses, and they're mirrored. Interesting. But most everything in the store is, you know, $2.95, 99 cents, maybe $5. The glasses are $1,000. And he asks the store owner, he says, "Hey, what's the deal? Why are these $1,000? He says, "Special lenses." He said, "What's so special about them?" He said, "When you look through them, you see people without their clothes on. It's not x-ray like skeletons, but you literally, it removes the clothing and you see what they look like totally naked." And the guy says, can I try them out? He says, "Sure, put them on." He puts them on, and immediately there's the store manager, totally nude, no clothes on. He wheels around, every woman in the store, naked. And he's thinking, "All right, I'll take them." So he takes $10,000. He takes them. Can't wait to leave, gets on the bus. As soon as he gets on the bus, he puts them on. Everybody on the bus, he's looking at them like they didn't have a stitch of clothing on. The disgusting, fat, beer gut bus driver's naked. So, of course, he concentrates on the hot women on the bus. And, boy, and it's reflective mirrored, so they can't tell he's staring them down. He's thinking, it's the greatest thing ever. So he gets home. He can't wait. Obviously, to tell everybody about his glasses. So he runs in the front door, and there in the living room, on the couch, is his wife with the next door neighbor, Jim, both sitting there totally stark naked. He takes the glasses off, and they're still naked. And he goes, "Damn it, $1,000, and the thing's already broken." Now, funny, Dan laughed, funny. But if you think about it, it doesn't make any sense. Because if they were broken, they wouldn't have worked before. The fact that he saw him naked without them has nothing to do with the glasses being broken. If they were broken, he'd put them on and everything would just be darker. So I have changed the ending.
He buys the glasses. He puts them on in the store. He looks around. Oh, my goodness, everybody's naked. These are great. I'll take them. He gets on the bus, and the bus driver's naked. And he looks at the hot women on the bus, and they're naked. And then he's in a hurry to get home. He jumps out of the car. He runs in the house. He opens the door, and there he sees his wife naked and the next-door neighbor, Jim, sitting with her on the couch naked, too. Now, he's not happy because he notices that neighbor Jim is really, really well endowed. But he really becomes unhappy when he realizes he left the glasses in the car. Okay, thank you. Thank you.
All righty, let's see how traffic's moving along and check in with Tim Weiland. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Dan. Well, we've got a lot of volume and problems out here. First of all, we were flying over westbound 40 at Hampton, and there was a minor accident just happened, and they were blocking the right center lane on westbound 40. Traffic was able to get around either the right lane or the other two left lanes, but you were backed up to, it looked like, about Grand already. And then it's going to be slow from 270 out through Mason and then from Boone's Crossing to the Boone Bridge. On eastbound 270, you're slowing midway between McDonald and Lindbergh through New Florissant, but there's a lot of volume making its way towards the Chain of Rocks Bridge. There's a stalled tractor trailer. It's eastbound on the Martin Luther King Bridge, just on the Illinois side. Now, if you want to know where the gravel pit is, that's where the stalled tractor trailer is. Traffic is jammed solid back to Highway 70. Southbound 270, not bad. A lot of volume coming down from Highway 70 through Page and Olive. Opens up from Highway 40 down through Doherty Ferry. On westbound 44, you've got some stop-and-go traffic between Grand and Kings Highway, and then you're slow again from Murdoch through Elm. Also going to be heavy from Mraz out through 141. Westbound 70 looked pretty good, and westbound looks like westbound 40 were slow again out there through Winghaven and N. And this traffic report is brought to you, Constant Contact. Grow your business fast with Constant Contact's powerful online marketing tools, all from one login, all backed by live expert support. Start your free trial today at ConstantContact.com. With your Golden Oak Lending Airport Morning Traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
You suffer from sinus problems, and you've been hearing about a way to fix it. We've made it easy to call. Call 314-36-SINUS. 314-36-SINUS.
Traffic.
Let me just give you an update on Manchester where that water main break is. Now they've only have a right lane.
It's out there all day long. And while other stations may ignore it in the middle of the day, we give you the traffic updates you need. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
This is Bob Ellman. The government shutdown is over, and we're busy closing loans because the rates have dropped again. Right or wrong, raising the debt ceiling has forced mortgage rates down. That's why I urge you to refinance to a lower rate today.
People are calling to take advantage of low rates, and if you missed it the first time around, this is your second chance. Call Golden Oak at 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
Now's the time to consolidate debts or get cash for the holidays. Our licensed loan officers are standing by to help you lock in a low rate.
Call Golden Oak today and get a lower rate of 3%. That's a fixed rate at 3%. Call 314-567-GOLD.
Golden Oak Lending, join my blues.
NMLS 1149.37, conventional 15-year fixed rate, APR 3.556 with qualified credit, 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri, 63146. Call 567-GOLD.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-600-1582 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-600-1582. 1-800-600-1582. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
If your home or business has a roofing or exterior issue, it can keep you up at night. You wonder how much it's going to cost to fix it. Can you find a trustworthy company to do the work? Thousands of people and business owners across St. Louis have selected Tesson Roofing and Exteriors to solve their problems. You can be assured the friendly pros at Tesson Roofing and Exteriors will listen to your needs and find a solution that makes you happy. For a limited time, Tesson Roofing is offering 0% financing for 36 months or a 15% discount for cash payment on everything they do. And now, that includes the Rhino Gutter Guard system with their 20-year clog-free guarantee. Tesson Roofing is Better Business Bureau approved. Call Tesson Roofing and Exteriors at 314-932-1042 for a no-obligation estimate. That's 932-1042, or see their website at TessonRoofing.com. Tesson Roofing and Exteriors, you'll feel good inside when we work outside.
Do you know what that sound is? That's your new digital marketing department. And that'll be your new web designer. And that's Haibu, where these experts are joined by many more, from web designers to search marketing specialists, who work hard to get your business noticed online and on mobile. Best of all, Haibu can do it all for you, or give you the tools to do it yourself. To find out more, go to Haibu.com. That's Haibu.com. Or call 877-938-HAIBU. Oh, that'll be your next new customer. Haibu. Made for business.
You don't have to live with back and neck pain. The doctors and staff at Proactive Chiropractic can show you the natural way to better health without resorting to expensive prescription medications. Proactive Chiropractic can help you with a wide range of issues, including neck and back pain, numbness, sports injuries, and more. They're interested in your long-term health and wellness, not just a quick fix. You don't have to live with back and neck pain. Give Proactive Chiropractic a call at 636-464-8360 or see their website at proactive-chiropractic.com.
Looking for fast, reliable, and professional printing for your business? Then BizCard Express is your solution. Let their experts help you with your printing needs, from design and new ideas to market your business. Brochures, banners, signs, decals, promotional items, and much more. Plus, BizCard Express can have your business cards in an hour or less. Franchise opportunities are available. That's BizCard Express. Find them on the web at bcxweststl.com for more information.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
If you're currently paying for a Medicare supplement and Part D prescription coverage, you're paying way too much. Open enrollment gives you a chance for a do-over. This is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. Our clients are saving thousands of dollars, and they're still seeing their own doctors. It's not a secret. It's about knowing your options. Let's do it right this open enrollment. Call me at 314-863-0008. 314-863-0008.
Save up to 40% on ski and snowboard gear and more at the REI pre-holiday sale. Now through November 24th at REI stores and REI.com.
The Big 550 is your home for everything Mizzou. Tune in this Monday night from 6:30 till 9 for Mizzou Monday. Live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City with John Hadley and Jim Huer. We'll recap the last game, preview the next game, and for everyone at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill, we'll have more fun off the air. Mizzou Mondays live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City. Brought to you by Four Roses Bourbon, the whiskey distiller of the year, three of the last 4 years, Kentucky's finest straight bourbon whiskey, and the Big 550 KTRS.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys noticed, I tried a new technique today when we had Kitty and Mark on from John Landau, and they were talking about something. I said, And I think it went well. I'm going to start using it with other people.
Can you give me an example?
Oh, that's good.
It kind of
new and innovative.
Yeah, and it's literally asking them to, like, please continue and tell us more, but in a different way that you don't get to hear.
Say it like that, too. Can you give me an example?
Which kind of means you're really interested and you mean business. Yeah. I'm going to use it more. I like it. Let's go to Southern California. Check in with a guy who's sitting there going, what the heck are they talking about? Yeah, you'd have to be here to understand it. His name is Mike Evans. He's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, located right next to each other in wonderful Chesterfield Valley. And you're going to see why this is the place for so many people during the holiday season. That Smokehouse Market and homemade pies and gift certificates, and I could go on and on and on. Why don't you just go on to Chesterfield Valley? Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Evans.
We're going to try and go get some of that good chili my daughter raised about.
That chili's fantastic. I've eaten more than my share of that chili.
Paco's question, name the name of the celebrity who calls tweeting an invasion of privacy evil and swears never, ever to tweet. Jennifer Lawrence. The Olsen twins. Dakota Fanning.
Wow, I'm surprised all three of those, that any one of them would not tweet.
Exactly. Hey, if you're looking for a one-of-a-kind Christmas gift, I'm going to give you a website. Check it out. Dr. Arne Klein, who I think's a quack. That's just my own personal opinion. He's at least a creep. Probably gave Michael Jackson more drugs than any other doctor or any combined. He's now gone bankrupt. Next three, he's also being investigated by the California Board Medical Board. Next 3 days, he's auctioning off all of his Hollywood memorabilia, and he does have a lot of great Hollywood memorabilia from the Beatles, Liz Taylor, Michael Jackson, and others. Items I understand will sell for as little as $50 or as much as $50,000. I'll give you the website. It's Dr. Arne Klein, though. Man, he's a hideous human being. You know, I've been to functions with him, and out of the clear blue sky, he'll start telling personal, private stories about his famous patients. I mean, that's against the law. Told one story about Cher that I cannot repeat on the air.
But oh, come on!
No, it's
can't you just sort of tell us?
No.
Is it vaginal? Is it vaginal? Okay, it's vaginal. Hey, has he ever treated you?
No.
Okay, because he'd be out there blabbing about whatever it was. You know, that's good. Good you stayed away from him.
Calling me salami boy or something.
Now, when you were a big rock DJ and K-Rock in L.A., did you have like a private doctor kind of on call for you?
You know who my doctor was? Dr. Robert Woods and Dr. Frank Job, who was the Dodger Job. Doctor, Dr. Woods.
He was also a big
Frank
doctor
Job
for the Cardinals,
Tommy
too.
John doctor.
He handled a lot of baseball players.
Yeah, Job he performed to Tommy John. He invented it.
Yeah.
It's a German family. His brother Hans changed the pronunciation of his last name to Job. Hans Job.
Oh. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. That was.
Thank you for not turning off the radio.
Yeah, thank you.
See what I did there?
Yeah.
That's reverse humor.
Yes, it is.
Anyway.
No.
The website is MunyonandSons.com. MunyonandSons.com. Let me spell it. MUNYON and Sons. MunyonandSons.com.
Okay.
Lots of odds and ends. A couple weeks ago, I saw Anna Nicole Smith's 7-year-old daughter, Daniel Lynn.
Yeah.
She may be the most beautiful child I've ever seen.
Oh.
I mean, just unbelievably beautiful child. Better looking than her mom, I'll tell you that.
Hey, wait a minute. Her mom wasn't too bad looking.
No, she wasn't.
Man, back in the day. Yeah.
Yeah, you can watch.
Kasem's family's still fighting. I mean, the word is he has dementia. The point doesn't recognize anybody. Horrible Parkinson's disease. You know, when I was 15, my dad was transferred from Hawaii to California. I quit high school. First radio station I went to work for, emptying trash. The morning show was a guy named Bob Hudson. The midday guy was Bob Eubanks. The afternoon guy was Casey Kasem, and the night guy was Gary Owens.
What a lineup. And Mike Evans. Yeah. And Mike Evans.
Yeah.
Yeah, emptying the trash. Thank you very much. Tom Cruise. Chrissy Alley.
Yeah.
John Travolta. Priscilla Presley.
Stop, Mr. Gatto.
Mr. Gatto.
Mr. Gatto, I don't know what to do.
Anyway.
No.
No.
They have all publicly made it a new joint commitment to Scientology, saying that they hope to register thousands of new followers.
Well, I hope they
apologize for who I am.
Yeah, we know. Yeah, we know you don't, Tom. I sure hope they're successful with that.
Oh, yeah. We're hoping for them. Kim Kardashian is posing topless in Kanye West's new video.
Yeah. All right, now you're talking.
And that really is her only talent. I mean, can't sing, dance, talk, act, nothing.
Nope.
She can only take off her clothes.
Yep. Sometimes that's all you need.
I mean, that's all she can do. Went to the mall yesterday, saw Santa Claus meeting with kids. It isn't even Thanksgiving yet.
All right, well, you know what, though? That was a fake. You didn't see the real one. I don't know if you know this or not. There are people that dress like Santa Claus,
oh,
and they're not
on.
Really... No, I'm not making this
come
up.
On.
They're not him.
What?
No, that ought to be against the law.
Oh.
No, I'm telling you.
Tomorrow's an MP3 for everybody but you guys.
Oh, beautiful.
I'm involved with a charity tonight, Gilda's Club. The Gilda Radner Foundation supports cancer survivors. It's a great cause. If you ever have a chance to support them, help them out, please do so. So it would be a late night for me, so MP3 for all my morning stations, but I will certainly be ready for you guys tomorrow.
Yeah, we don't need no stinking MP3s.
What was?
Thank you.
What was that?
We don't need no stinking badges. We don't need no stinking MP3.
You don't need no MP3.
Yeah, you people don't get it.
Wow. What the hell was that?
Nothing.
No, go ahead.
I don't even remember the movie.
It's,
what movie? We don't need no
saddles.
Stinking badges.
I think it was Blazing Saddles.
The
good humor.
From 38 years ago.
Good humor's lost on you people.
Right at the top of my head.
It's lost on you.
And finally. Anyway,
no.
Jennifer Lawrence, the Olsen twins, Dakota Fanning, who says tweeting is an invasion of privacy, would never do it.
Dakota Fanning.
I'm going to say Jennifer Lawrence.
I will also say Jennifer Lawrence.
The Olsen twins.
I told you.
Whoa.
There you go. Have a great day, Mike Evans. Anyway.
No.
See ya.
You know, I've never tweeted. You don't tweet, Peon.
I have an account, but yeah, no, I don't tweet.
You follow anybody on Twitter?
No, I don't even ever log into.
Now, if I wanted, and I don't, but if I wanted to follow somebody on Twitter, I don't have to have an account to follow, right?
Yes, you do.
I do? Well, then I'm never going to be following because I'm not going to have a tweet. Yeah, I don't. Dan, you do?
No, I don't.
Yeah.
No.
Look, how much do you need? You can email, you can text, you can call on the phone. How many ways do people have to stay in contact with everybody?
I don't know.
I don't get it. That was Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, right next door to each other in Chesterfield Valley. Now, I have a store that will completely change the way you feel about staying at home and the way people feel about coming to your house and the way your kids or grandkids feel about wanting to go there and having other people over. And the store is a Meanies, because with just a purchase or two, and they don't have to be expensive, it'll turn your house into the kind of place that many times you just say, I don't want to go anywhere. I just want to stay home. I want to stay home and fill in the blank. Listen to this jukebox. I want to stay home and play foosball. I want to stay home and stand at the pinball machine or sit. My pinball machine, I actually have a tall kitchen stool there. Because when I first got it, I mean, I spent, you know how you get obsessed? It's hours and, you know, video games. You don't even want to go pee, but you have to, and then you're right back at it. So I've got a stool for this one video game. I mean, this pinball machine and arcade games. It's just going to change your house. It's going to make it such a fun place and a more beautiful place, because we also have the whole Jaffe lighting selection upstairs in the area rugs. I mean, good luck finding anybody with a bigger, more beautiful selection of area rugs, whether you like the real deal, you know, $50,000 handmade Persian, Asian, they have that. But they also have some spectacular machine-made rugs that are going to last years and years and years and look great and just enhance your house. Throw it down over that tile or hardwood floor. And then we haven't even talked about fire pits and patio furniture and outdoor heaters or the home theater seating. It's an unbelievable store and a lot of fun. And, yes, there are some expensive things there. People that go in and go, oh, we've got to get out of here. Look at the price of that. Keep walking. Keep moving, keep looking. Something there for everybody, but no junk. If you're a junk person, can't help you. You're not going to find what you're looking for at Amini's. There are other stores for that. Amini's, under the Copper Dome in Chesterfield Valley, A-M-I-N-I-S, Amini's.com.
Little bit of rain and traffic just don't mix. Here's Tim Weiland to fill you in where the problems are. Tim?
How cool is it? I'm directly over Amini's right now in Chesterfield Valley in westbound 40. Okay. Westbound 40 is slow west of, it's actually closer to the Spirit Overpass to the Boone Bridge, but eastbound 40, we just had some heavier rain just move through the area, and it is jammed. It is crawling right now between Clarkson all the way up through Highway 270, and then northbound 170, they've cleared an accident at Ladue, so you're slow between Highway 40, and that's making its way up towards Page. You're also stop and go between Highway 70 up through Highway 270. On westbound 70, that's running slow between 170 and Lindbergh. And then we also have southbound 270 pretty well running stop and go between Page and Ladue, but then it opens up and it's just heavy down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 40 still has that slow stretch between Grand and Kings Highway, Murdoch and Elm, and then you're slow again from Highway 270 in pockets all the way out through 141. This traffic report is brought to you by Firestone Complete Auto Care. Cold weather will only affect your car if you're not ready. Firestone Complete Auto Care. Maintenance, repairs, tires, whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
This Saturday, Coach Frank Haith and the Missouri Tigers head to the opening round of the Las Vegas Invitational to take on Gardner-Webb.
And Missouri takes the lead with 31 seconds to play.
Coverage begins at 2 p.m. and the tip-off is at 2:30.
Missouri wins it 104-67.
Catch all the action right here on your home of the Missouri Tigers, the Big 550.
Bang!
KTRS. We are our Mizzou.
Thousands of members are saving each year with auto insurance through AAA. You could save up to $369. Compare our rates with State Farm, Farmers, even Allstate. With AAA, you're more than a policyholder. You're a member, and members get more. For your free quote, call 877-222-7081. AAA, so easy, so smart, so switch. AAA insurance underwritten by affiliate AAA insurers. AAA membership requires a separate annual payment. $369 is the average savings from a June 2013 multi-state survey of those switching to AAA.
I'm Scott Sherman, host of The Night Shift. People ask me, Scott, what's the philosophy behind the show? Well, I've always wanted a program that was truly independent of the spin that you hear from the left and the right. Because in this crazy world, you can't afford to have opinions bought and paid for by special interests. So, on The Night Shift, what we give you is a tough, honest, understandable approach to the issues of the day. And we make fun of stuff, too.
Weeknights at 9 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Altair Travel wants me to remind you that the Cardinal Cruise is right around the corner. 7-night Eastern Caribbean St. Louis Cardinal Cruise. Headliners include manager Mike Matheny and a host of players. Enjoy duty-free bargains of St. Thomas and the most breathtaking beaches of St. Martin. Altair Travel and Cruises want you to know that cabins are going fast. January 25th through February 1st, the Cardinal Cruise. Call Altair Travel for more information. 314-968-9600 or altairtravel.com.
Your label's fresh.
The Big 550.
Really?
KTRS. Like that?
Thank you.
Where St. Louis comes to talk.
You guys want to get depressed, get a calculator, and figure out the hours we work next week. 9 hours.
What?
Uh-huh. And it's Thanksgiving, for goodness sakes. Have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
Man. You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me,
If you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now here. Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dude.
All right, goodbye.
All right, Dan. Bye, y'all.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS is presented by Bowen Dental Care. All your family's dental needs under one roof by a family that cares. Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS St. Louis. Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
It has been a fixture on the city skyline for more than 40 years. Tonight we're learning the future of the Millennium Hotel is uncertain.
A Ferguson sixth grader hit by a car heading home from school. The hero who happened to be in the right place at the right time. A guilty plea in a New Athens bank robbery that put two schools on lockdown. What the man was wearing when he robbed the bank.
First on Fox tonight, is the skyline of St. Louis about to change with the potential closing of a downtown hotel? New at 6, Fox 2's Elliot Weiler is outside the Millennium with what we're learning about the future of that hotel. Elliot?
Why are they tossing to me?
I'm not aware of the news that you've referred to in reference to the closing of the Millennium, but I did check with the team and we looked at some of the bookings that are taking place into the future at that hotel. We have plenty of hotel inventory that would be proximate, affordable, and appropriate for those customers so that we can